This is the NY1US All-Star Note 420675 in South Wales, NY.
Updated local information. Beach hazard statement.
WB2KAO.
V83DZP.
W3DZP, WB2KAO.
Hey, we gotta stop meeting like this twice in one morning. Very good, very good. I heard Lynn out in the end there talking about his damn Yankees. Yep, Yankees and Blue Jays in Toronto this weekend. I remember going up there a few times to the CNE and to the dome over the years.
I only made it to one the CNE ground once when Kelly Gruber hit the cycle. That night to his wife. That was the only time I've been to a Blue Jays game. I've yet to be in the dome.
Yeah, I've been to the dome a few times. One year for our anniversary, Cheryl and I went up to see the Blue Jays play the Mets. And we made lunch at the Hard Rock Cafe, and she could see the pitchers warming up, you know, pregame.
Did the Mets win that day too?
No, I believe Toronto won that day.
I was questioning my buddy there yesterday, I guess it was. We were talking about the Mets who sat there, and how they're talking, possibly they want to get rid of them. And I said, the Mets play the Jays here? He said, yeah, they're coming up too. So that'll be interesting to hear the boo and him or something or other, whatever happened with us. The fans usually respond to one of their favorites when they come back, whether it be on the good side or the bad side, I don't know. And I guess there is an upcoming game for the Mets of the Jays. Well, I should outside feed my fish, and it's not too bad. Not as human as it was. I thought it was still human. But he said he got rain there this morning. We got nothing. Everything is dry out back as far as new bubbles go. Some old bubbles from yesterday, but no new that morning. The sun is out. It's actually quite pleasant compared to the humidity that we did have. So, I gotta go for lunch with the boys. Before I do that, I gotta head over to the butcher store and get a pound of butcher bacon and pick up some lettuce and tomatoes. So I think I'll have a BLT for supper tonight. I was thinking of fish. I had a piece of last night. I ate the whole lunch. I think it was small. They brought eat with every item on it. I devoured the whole thing, but other than that, I think I had chicken 3 nights in a row.
Yeah, very good. You sure do take care of yourself. Well, we're gonna go out for dinner at midday. Like we've been doing on Fridays, we got the 12-year-old grandson. He came here, slept here last night, and he'll be here through next Saturday. Next Sunday, I guess Cheryl's gonna take him home there. One of the grandsons look after Carrie's house, and she can take care of him next Monday or whatever. So, anyway, it's all good. Not much else going on here. I'm gonna go upstairs and get some breakfast after we chat here, and we'll go from there.
Very good. I don't think there's anything else happening this weekend that's spectacular. It was the weekend for the Hamilton Grimsby deal. Did you ever find out why it got handled? Did anyone ever mention why that junk in the trunk and the Hamilton group got handled?
No idea. Nope. I don't know. I didn't hear anything. This is just to mention, and I know 6 meters. Oh, by the way, did you ever figure out what was going on? Why Glenn was seeing everything going by there on FTA, and you weren't seeing anything? Did you ever figure that out? And on that same topic, this weekend is the June VHF contest.
Well, first of all, the VHF contest is at 6 meters was after a little big yesterday. I was walking FTA and I put it on sideband a bit. I heard somebody break through on the call channel. But then I left it on there all day, and it was pretty quiet. There was that little activity on FDA, but no Europeans otherwise usually coming in. And as far as what my problem was, I'm out there switching antenna connections on the antenna, which is 8 hours. And the stupid antenna tuner. The antenna tuner has 3 inputs on it, and it all run through the cat cable. And for some reason, on 6 meters, it was on antenna 2. It looked like it was on antenna 1 on the front, but ended up it was on antenna 2, which had no antenna on it. That's why I was here to there, and then I got a little dummy antenna on antenna 2 on the back of the radio, but everything is fed into the antenna 1 terminal on the back of the radio, and then through the amp and the tuner, and the tuner is capable of 3 antennas as well, but I'm only using the antenna 1 and then channel 3 as a dummy low, but it went to channel 2, or antenna 2 for some reason, rather than other haters, but once I put her back on 1, it was all kind of like,
very good, very good. Yeah, I figured it'd be something like that. You get it figured out, so very good. Alrighty then. Well, you enjoy your day, and we'll do the same. Do we have time to do the quiz?
Hey, you're reading my mind. I was going to ask if you wanted to do it. I got it up in front of me, and by the sounds of it, you have time. So the first question is, one of the early broadcast microphones had the element ended on concentric cone strings from a circular ring and was known as a condenser, a carbon, a dynamic, or a cardioid microphone.
I think it was a carbon.
And carbon is correct. Number two, in what year did amateur radio operators first confirm contact with each of the following continents? 1924, 1926, 1934, or 1949?
I don't know. I'm going to go 1934.
Answer would be 1926.
Good for them.
I guess that was half a spark here. I must have used some valves. Which state has the most hams per capita? California, Alaska, Florida, or Arizona?
I'm going to go with Arizona, D, Delta.
Correct answer is Alaska.
All right.
A repeater has to be listed as closed in all of the amateur publications to limit access. Otherwise, it's considered to be open to all. True or false?
I think that's false.
And false is the correct answer. Which organization issued certificate of skill in radio communication before there was license? The Department of Agriculture, the United States Navy, the Congress of the United States, or the Western Union?
I would say Delta, Western Union.
Correct answer was the Navy. I thought it was the Boy Scouts.
Well, I had no idea what it was. The Boy Scouts always had a Morse code merit badge.
I don't even know where the Boy Scouts were around back then. I don't know what year they turned. We had that question before, and I remember it was an 80. There you go. All right. What is the name of Indonesian amateur radio organization? A. Now, this is it. I-MAC. B. IARC. C is RAI. Or D is ORARI.
I don't know. I'm going to go with B, Bravo.
Correct answer was E, ORARI.
We're not doing too good today. Go ahead.
Come on, you got two right. What is the most power output? What is the most power output EEP a U.S. technician class operator can use on 10 meters, 75, 100, 1500, or 200 watts?
I think it's 200 watts TV.
And you got it correct. Good show. What is the call sign prefix for Greek radio amateurs? A. Sugar Victor and Sugar Whiskey. Sugar Yankee and Sugar Whiskey. Sugar Whiskey and Sugar Thomas. Sugar Victor and Sugar Yankee.
Well, they put Sugar Victor in there twice, so I'm not sure now. I'm going to go with D Delta on that.
Well, it was a 50-50, and you got the 50-50 right. There you go, Bishop. All right, you're coming out of the red here on the scoreboard here. Which of the following is referred to as the Armstrong Tower? A. Tower Bridge in London. Alpine Tower in Alpine, New Jersey. KIMG-TV on Queen Anne Hill in Seattle, Washington. D. A type of tower sold by Ron in years past.
I'm going with the New Jersey. Bravo.
And great comeback, New Jersey is correct. All right, we're at 60%. Last question. ARIES is an acronym for which of the following? A. Autonomous receiver echo sounding used for direction finding. B. Asynchronous routed Ethernet status. C. Amateur radio emergency system. Or D. Amateur radio emergency service.
D. Delta. Amateur radio emergency service. D. Delta.
Oh, there you go. You pulled up your socks and you got 60%. You didn't fail anyway.
That's right. All righty then. All right, I'm going to go have my Uncrustable and orange and milk. E3EZP, WB2KAO. I'll take my bride down the street for dinner and have my lemon pepper haddock and coleslaw and waffle fries.
And don't forget to get them pineapple on the coleslaw.
You know, Mel's, yes, I really like it like that, and Bill's Longtime put pineapple in it. Mel's does not, but it's good anyway. And it's interesting. They give you a steak knife and a fork, but they don't give you a spoon. So when I ask for my coleslaw first, I asked the gal, I said, bring me a spoon.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe you'll have to carry a spoon in your pocket at all times for emergencies.
Well, just have her bring me one. I guess you get a spoon when you order a cup of coffee. You must, but they don't give you a spoon. They got the fork and the knife in this paper envelope kind of thing. Kind of interesting. Oh, and if I go to Mel's and if I order a tossed salad, I always ask them to put it in a bowl because they serve it on a cold plate. Very, very difficult to eat salad off of a plate. I don't care that. Put it in a bowl, please.
I guess that's the same as like put soup on a plate.
Yeah, kind of pretty much the same analogy. Yeah.
Well, there's a project, Harvey Temp. I can laser up a spoon and a gold deck and a gold chain that you put around your neck as a as jewelry there, and in case of an emergency, you can use your jewelry to eat a salad.
Eat my coleslaw. Yeah. A hell of a lot easier to eat coleslaw with a spoon than it is with a fork, and I think.
Well, I find that, too. Like, a lot of times if I got left over, like I got left over to Getty Mountain, and I had to bring there, and, you know, I look at it and say, well, maybe I'll just throw a couple handles of those spiral noodles, you know, the rigatoni or whatever they call them, and try to dab them with them. It's a lot easier to put it in a bowl of a spoon to eat as well.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All righty. Well, now that we've solved all those dilemmas, why, I will be in touch with you, my friend. Probably won't be down here tonight. I'll catch you tomorrow morning. It'll be B2KAO, and you'll play a little bit with the new VHF?
Maybe take a listen, see what goes on. I got the 9-element 2-meter beam, and I got the 3-element beam on 6. I got nothing for 440 other than the dual band antenna here. I'm capable of running with Lexa and the transverter. I got that 2.5 transverter, which is 150 watts, but up to the Lexa. I can run FG8 and FG4 flawlessly, because it switches over if I was on 8F or FG8. So there might be another option, see what happens with a 2-meter FG8.
That could be very, very interesting. So sounds like you've got the horizontally polarized antennas for both 6 and 2. Good show. That could be some fun. And yeah. All right, my friend. You take care. It's going to be 2KAO. Later.
Have a great day. Enjoy your lunch. 3D.
Yupper. 7-3.
Well,
okay. Missed you this morning.
I'm not sure if I was going to have lightning crashes beyond belief or not. Just, and I was pretty tired, so I just stayed in bed this morning.
Yeah, no problem. I'm going to go get some breakfast. I'm hungry, so, but, we'll be in touch. Maybe you can go.
Yeah, I got an email from, John Heisel, yesterday. Looks like he's hacking it in. He got rid of all of his HF, gear and, all of the outdoor antennas, and I guess the plan is he's going to sell the house in New York and move to Florida, K2LKK.
I'm very sorry to hear this. I know you said that he's not doing well, medical challenges and whatever. I'm very sorry to hear this. I met him at the Rock City Ham Fest this past August.
He was at Rock City. I knew he was at the Rara Ham Fest last year because he went with him.
Well, I had it confused. Your mom brought you and Julie and Darla to the Rock City Ham Fest. It was Rara where you were with him and had a chance to meet him there last June.
Well, that's the other development. It's looking less likely that we're going to make Rock City this year. My conversation with my mother yesterday, it sounds like she's not going to come up to New York. Or if she does, well, kind of soft on that. Cast around for other transportation.
Roger on that. Okay. Alrighty, sir. Let me go here. 52KAO. Yep, 73. Whoops, 73, WB2KAO.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.